to keep your immune system healthy, to keep it fighting for you, killing those bad, harmful cells for you, keeping them out of your body, fighting disease. Those good disease fighter cells, those disease fighting warrior cells, they need your positive attitude. They need that positive attitude for motivation to keep them fighting. You're the general, the leader. Those disease fighting cells that power up your immune system, they're your troops. Please, everybody, stay positive in everything you do. Always expect a good outcome. Keep love at the forefront of your heart. A healthy immune system thrives on that. A positive attitude and love in your heart. I feel just so strongly that a negative attitude when bad things happen, well, bad things, they thrive on a negative attitude. They thrive on the absence of love. If you keep worrying and predicting a bad outcome, you're going to cause a bad outcome. You know, especially at our age, everybody, we need those fighter cells in our immune system. We need them so much. We need them to be strong. So feed them with your positive attitude, your energy. Keep love in your heart. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up on the bones." That's Proverbs, the Bible, the best self-help book out there. I'm telling you, everybody, no other self-help book, no positive attitude guru, no workshop, no seminar, certainly no podcast can say it any better. That's self-help straight from God's Word. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up on the bones. Know that, everybody.